explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain by mere vista shame. So kiss me and say you understand. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. So kiss me and say you understand. Could say Bella, even say Wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how when you are. But I try to explain my mere biz to shame. So kiss me and say you understand by mere biz to shame.
When the day is done and the sun is red, out in the western skies, when you lay your head in your tiny bed and you close.
Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Planning Commission meeting of October 23rd, 2023. Calling this meeting to order, and we'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. So welcome, everybody. And I did want to welcome our new clerk to our meeting this evening. We'll begin with a roll call of the Planning Commission. I did want to note that due to illness, Vice Chair Maynard is going to be participating remotely tonight due to illness interfering with her ability to be here in person. So I think most of you can see her there on the screen.
Commissioner Chapman, absent. Commissioner Fullerton?
Here.
Commissioner Miller?
Here.
Vice Chair Maynard?
Present.
Chair Smith?
Here. Okay, next we will go to public forum. This is a time where members of the public can speak on any item that's not on tonight's agenda. So do we have any requests for speakers for public forum?
I have no requests to speak for the speaking slips or via Zoom. Are there any members of the public on Zoom that would wish to speak in the public forum? Please raise your hand. I see no hands raised.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll go ahead and close the public forum. Next, do we have any amendments or adjustments to tonight's agenda?
Madam Chair, we have none.
Okay. All right. Well, then, without further ado, we'll move into our next item, with it, which is a public hearing. Will the clerk state this item for the record?
Item A1, request for approval of the Santa Barbara Humane Project, located at 5399 Overpass Road.
Okay, and I understand that this is a public hearing, and we have some members of our staff here this evening to do a presentation. And typically, in terms of our sort of our order of events for any public hearing, is we generally begin with a presentation from staff. During or after that presentation, commissioners can ask questions. Then we typically move into a presentation from the applicant. And then there can be questions from commissioners at that time. We'll review any other final questions from commissioners. Then we turn things over for public comment. And we do have a time limit, a 3-minute timer for anybody who wishes to speak. And then once we've received all of the public comments and everything is completed, we'll close out and then move to the planning commissioner deliberations. So hopefully that is clear. I think I will turn things over to...
When appropriate, I will also have some ex parte communications to report.
Ah, okay. We'll go ahead and let's do that now. So, so we'll start before we dive into the staff presentation. We'll do ex parte disclosures by the Planning Commission. Let's see, Vice Chair Maynard, do you want to start that, and then we'll go here.
I've met via Zoom with the applicant earlier today, and so I got to meet with the primary architect, the director of the Humane Society, and the landscape architect. And I did not learn any information from that meeting that was not also a part of the public record or will be covered in tonight's hearing and presentation. I have also driven by the site and I'm familiar with the location as well.
Okay, thank you. Let's see, Commissioner Miller.
Yes, I did go to the site and did a bit of a walk around just to get familiar with it. And I took a look at the story poles for the expansion of the building. And I did not speak with anyone, but I just got very familiar with the property.
Thank you. I have no ex parte communication to report.
I have no ex parte communications.
Okay. I think with that in mind, Ms. Chang will begin the staff presentation.
Yeah, good evening. Good evening, Chair Smith. I just wanted to introduce Travis Lee for those of you who haven't seen him before. He's been here with us for a while. We have some new commissioners. He's our associate planner, and he's also the project planner for this project, and he'll be presenting the project to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Chang. Good evening, Chair Smith and members of the commission. The project for your consideration tonight is the Santa Barbara Humane Society Campus Renovation Project, located at 5399 Overpass Road. Here is an aerial view of the project site. 3 legal contiguous parcels totaling 3.98 acres south of Highway 101, east of Highway 217, and west of Patterson Avenue. The applicant request includes a development plan, conditional use permits, a voluntary lot merger, and a California Environmental Quality Act categorical exemption. The applicant proposes to construct 7 new buildings, renovate and construct an addition to the existing education building, which will attach to the new administration building, and a parking space reduction. The conditional use permits are for the relocation of the historic Beck House on site and the accessory animal keeping use. The City Council unanimously approved the general plan amendment initiation on October 18th, 2022. It was thought that the SB Humane Campus had been made a non-conforming use at the time of Title 17 adoption, and that a general plan amendment and zoning change to general commercial would be needed to facilitate the campus upgrades. During the environmental analysis process, SB Humane conveyed to city staff that its primary use of the campus after entitlement would be for veterinary services, and boarding or kennel uses would not be its primary use. Veterinary services are an allowed use in the general industrial zone, and an animal keeping use can be an accessory use. The reasons for this determination were that SB Humane owns the animals that temporarily reside on site, the boarding of animals is not a service offered to the public, and more importantly, at least 50% of the SB Humane's operation is and will continue to be for veterinary services. As a result, SB Humane's operations are allowed in the general industrial land use designation, and the initially contemplated legislative changes of a general plan amendment and rezone are not needed. The applicant submitted the project application last November, and the application was deemed complete this March. In June, the project had conceptual review, and on September 26th, the Design Review Board recommended your commission grant preliminary design approval of the project. The Design Review Board generally had positive input on the campus renovation and the architectural design, and provided minor comments to the applicant for the final design. This slide depicts the existing site with all buildings proposed to be demolished, shown with red hatching. The two remaining buildings are the historic Beck House and the Education Building, which are currently located on the eastern and southern side of the campus. The existing Education Building will remain in place while the historic Beck House will be relocated, its non-historic additions removed, and exterior restored to a closer approximation of its original appearance. This slide shows the new campus with the relocated Beck House on the western side of the parcel. New buildings throughout, an addition to the existing Education Building, new parking lots, reconfigured driveways, and a new internal roadway system through the campus. The overall net habitable floor area will increase from 23,869 square feet to 38,813 square feet, which is an increase of approximately 15,000 square feet. The applicant proposes to construct the new campus in two phases. Phase one involves construction of the Behavior Center and intake building on the western side of the site, while phase two constitutes the rest of the buildings. This phasing plan will allow SB Humane to remain on site during the renovation. The Design Review Board provided favorable comments for the project at the September 26th meeting. The campus renovation is influenced by biophilic design, which is an approach to architecture that seeks to connect building occupants more closely to nature. Eucalyptus bark provided the inspiration for its new color palette. The Beck House is one of the earliest remaining residences in Goleta and is a rare example of a residence associated with Goleta's agrarian history. On April 5th, 2022, the Beck House was placed on the city's historic resources inventory. The relocated house will be surrounded by a rural vernacular garden and interpretive signage highlighting the Beck House's history and significance. The relocated Beck House contrasts with the modern architecture and is highlighted by a path and dog run areas leading up to the building. By a split vote, the Historic Preservation Commission voted to recommend approval of the relocation and renovation of the Beck House. The Design Review Board conducted preliminary review and recommended approval to the Planning Commission. We have provided findings to the Planning Commission for approval of the major conditional use permit required to relocate the Beck House. This slide shows the existing location of the Beck House in red on the eastern side of the campus. The applicant proposes to relocate the Beck House from the eastern side of the property near Overpass Road to the western side of the property near Highway 217. The exterior of the relocated Beck House would be returned to a closer approximation of its pre-1962 appearance by the removal of the non-historic additions. On June 28, 2023, by a 4-3 vote, the Historic Preservation Commission found that the project would meet the Secretary of Interior Standards and Goleta General Plan visual and historic resources policies and recommended the on-site relocation to the Design Review Board and Planning Commission. Those that voted against relocation believe that the Beck House should remain in its original location. As part of a development plan, an applicant may request that the review authority consider an adjustment to one or more development standards, such as height, setbacks, parking, and more. SB Humane requested an adjustment to the parking requirement to reduce the number of spaces from 77 required to 65. The traffic, parking, and vehicle miles traveled study by the Association of Transportation Engineers concluded that the day-to-day activities would generate a peak demand of 51 parking spaces on the weekdays and 57 parking spaces on the weekends. The 65 spaces provided would accommodate the peak parking demands generated by day-to-day activities. Due to the size and scale of the proposed project, the campus renovation requires a new development plan. The requested development plan for the campus renovation with a parking adjustment is appropriate because it will continue to provide animal adoptions, a low-cost veterinary clinic, and behavior training programs. Additionally, the project meets all the applicable development standards as shown in the zoning consistency analysis, given the proposed site design, use, landscape requirements, and height. The keeping of more than three dogs aged 6 months or more is subject to approval of a minor conditional use permit. SB Humane is proposing to create shelter areas for approximately 60 to 120 dogs, 54 to 102 cats, and 16 to 32 rabbits, with existing rooms converted to housing in the case of birds and other miscellaneous animals. Since SB Humane owns all the animals, does not sell them in the traditional retail sense, and animal keeping is an allowed accessory use on general industrial zone parcels, the animal keeping use can be allowed with a minor conditional use permit. Historic structures may be relocated within the city of Goleta with the approval of a major conditional use permit. And if the new location of the relocated structure complies with all regulations of Title 17 including all applicable development standards for the base zoning district of the property upon which the structure is proposed to be relocated. The relocated Beck House will comply with development standards of the general industrial zone district, since it will comply with the height and setback requirements. The applicant proposes to consolidate three lots into one lot to create a unified campus and to have all the improvements on one 3.9-acre lot. There will be no change in the overall area encompassed by the campus. This slide shows the lot configuration before the merger, and the following slide shows the lot configuration after the lot merger. The proposed project qualifies for Class 5 and Class 32 categorical exemptions from CEQA for minor alterations in land use limitations and infill development. The proposed project is consistent with the general plan policies for industrial uses and the applicable zoning regulations and development standards for industrial zoned parcels. Staff recommends that the Planning Commission adopt the resolution to approve the development plan, minor conditional use permit for animal keeping, major conditional use permit for relocating the historic Beck House, a voluntary lot merger, and find that the project is exempt from CEQA with a notice of exemption. We have some minor changes that we want to bring to your attention. Page 8 of the resolution mentions that the new use of the Beck House would be for storage, but they will use it for acclimating animals to home environments. A few references to boarding and kennel uses, or a few references were made to boarding and kennel uses, and those should be removed. Then the project is proposing to remove two oak trees instead of the three oaks and two sycamores, which would be retained on site. That concludes staff's presentation. The applicant would also like to make a presentation. Planning staff is available for questions before or after the applicant team's presentation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'll take a moment to pause now to see if commissioners have questions, and we'll circle back again. But at this time, do commissioners have any questions? Vice Chair Maynard.
A quick question. I requested a copy of the Transportation Demand Management Program for this project. Was that shared with other commissioners?
Commissioner Maynard, through the chair, we only shared that with you directly via email. We did not send it to any of the other commissioners.
Okay, so I didn't know if that should have also been part of my ex parte communications, but I did ask staff for a copy of the Transportation Demand Management Program and did receive a copy of that. And that was very helpful to be able to look over and may inform some of my questions tonight. So I guess I will add that to my ex parte communications. Other questions are mostly for the applicant.
Vice Chair Maynard, may I suggest that you, as part of the presentation, either if staff can kind of repeat those questions for the benefit of the entire commission, that would be great. Thank you.
My question was a copy of the Transportation Demand Management Plan, which I received.
That was the extent of the question.
The other questions that I had were about the process. Actually, maybe that would be a helpful one for the staff to cover. This one was an interesting one because it has the Planning Commission is reviewing the concept of this parking reduction. And in reviewing that, we need to consider some of the transportation efforts that are being made here. But there's also a condition that Santa Barbara County Area of Government, SBCAG, and the city staff will work together with the applicant on developing a transportation demand management plan and adding to that. And so I also had some questions about sort of the decision-making process that's around that and what that means for our role today. So maybe I could ask staff to speak to that. I found that was a helpful clarification.
So, okay, so we sent the transportation demand management plan. Then the planning commission's role is to determine if the proposed transportation demand management plan meets the standards of section 17.38.30C in order to justify granting the parking reduction. SBCAG's traffic solutions role is advisory. It reviews the TDM plan and advises the city on its adequacy. Planning staff must ultimately determine if the TDM plan is adequate to meet the permit conditions requirements, which is condition 37B. As approved by the Planning Commission, considering input from traffic solutions before the city issues the zoning clearance. The city, considering traffic solutions input and advice, has the authority to require changes to the TDM to make sure it complies with the permit condition requirements. The Planning Commission can consider the adequacy of the TDM framework and direct condition wording amendments or additional items, which can be added to condition 37B.
Wonderful. Thank you for adding that. My other two questions that I sent to staff, I believe, are going to be in the applicant presentation. I had watched the video of the Historic Preservation Committee meeting, and there was talk about adding plants around the Beck House that reflected the agricultural history. And I believe the applicant is going to address why they chose not to do that and their current landscaping plans. I think that'll be in the applicant presentation. And I had also asked that in the Historic Preservation Committee meeting, there was some dialogue around the benefits of moving the Beck House as planned or moving the Beck House to where the circle lawn is. One of the arguments against having the circle lawn where the public programming would occur in to the back, one of the arguments against having the moving the Beck House to the circular lawn is that circular lawn was needed for public programming, and the public programming could not occur in the back because there's security and restrictions to public access to the back area where the Beck House is currently proposed to go. So I'm curious to learn more about how the Beck House will be accessible, or what types of security restrictions or limitations will be on public that might want to visit the Beck House. And again, I believe the applicant may touch on that. When I met with them in my ex parte communication earlier today, they were able to clarify some of that, and I believe they're going to touch on that in their presentation, so that'll be a part of the public record.
Thank you. Commissioner Maynard, did you have any other questions?
I think that's what I have for right now until after the
applicant presentation. Okay. All right, if there's no other questions, we'll go ahead and move to the applicant presentation. It's been our practice to generally have about a 10 minute or so presentation from the applicant, and then from there we will open things up for commissioner questions. And I think staff is just pulling up the presentation now.
Thank you.
So we'll just wait a moment here.
All right, I think that's it. Thank you. Yeah, I should be about 10 minutes or so, maybe a little less. Steve Fort with Suzanne Ellidge Planning and Permitting. Thank you for having us tonight, Chair Smith and Planning Commissioners. With me tonight is our project team. Judy Parch, from who is our client rep, our liaison with SB Humane. Judy's going to say a few words in just a moment here. Michael Holliday and Matt Grice from DMHA Architects. Nicole Horn and Courtney Jane Miller from CJM Landscape Architects. And that's Wayne Fitch, our civil engineer from Stantec, who is on Zoom there as well. And also Pam Post and Tim Hazeltine, importantly, our architectural historians are here as well today. I do want to thank staff for helping us navigate the CEQA exemption and, you know, getting us here. It's been about a year since we submitted, and that's pretty good for a project of this size to get through the process and get to a hearing. So I do want to thank Travis and Ms. Chang for, and others on staff who participated in this process as well. I think I'm going to dive in and hand it off to Judy to inform you folks a little bit about SB Humane, and then I'm going to come back and talk about some of the land use related items and the plans, and hopefully respond to questions before they come up, but we'll see. So I'm going to hand it off to Judy Parch just for a moment here.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you, commissioners, for your time and consideration today. Santa Barbara Humane was founded in 1887 and is one of, if not the oldest nonprofits in the Santa Barbara Goleta area. From my research, I've found that they're the second oldest animal welfare organization in the state of California. They've served this community for 136 years, with today a facility that consists of a quaint-looking hodgepodge of 11 truly dilapidated and operationally challenging buildings, including the historic Beck Family Farmhouse. The organization has a vision to better serve the community for the next 100 years plus, with a world-class campus for animals and the people who love them. And we're calling it a campus because it's much more than a shelter. And the vision is that the way that the public interacts with this campus will also be changed. It'll no longer just be for adoptions, but it will be a resource throughout the lives of pets. We, over the past 3 years, more than 100,000 veterinary services were provided by Santa Barbara Humane. More than 4,000 cats and dogs adopted, and more than 2,500 dogs trained, all with the challenges of their current facility. Again, their vision is for a world-class campus that is able to meet the growing needs of the community for veterinary services, adoptions, training, education, and I'm sorry, but I forgot the and. So we've built into the design of the campus itself the well-being of the animals in its care, the needs of the community, and the experience of every visitor to the campus, the operational needs of staff and volunteers working there, as well as their well-being, and the protection and sustainability of our environment. Throughout the design process, we've given great attention to the flow for operational efficiency and also to meet those growing community needs. We've also focused on achieving a function-first campus, including the Beck Family Farmhouse, which we understand is of great importance to the community. We're pleased to show you that we've been able to accomplish that while raising public awareness of and improving the integrity of the Beck House. It will be used, as Steve stated, to acclimate challenged animals to a home environment and provide a calm and relaxing enrichment place for them. The public will be able to call and arrange a tour with staff of the Beck House. The entire campus will be part of that tour, and the Beck House will be featured. Also, anyone coming to the campus to adopt an animal will be able to see the Beck House. And remember, over 4,000 animals were adopted in the past 3 years. But more than that, more people come to the campus, and even today, than to adopt. And all of those people will be able to see the Beck House and, importantly, now understand its history and significance. And thank you again, and I'll turn this back now to Steve.
You can go to the next slide, please, Travis. So just the first slide here about, not to repeat some of the things that Judy went over, but what really drove the design of this campus? What are the vision and goals? And it started with getting a state-of-the-art animal care facility for the 21st century that they can use for the next 75 or 100 years, of course, with animal welfare with a goal. Judy mentioned function first, and clarity of wayfinding has really driven how the site is laid out and making it much more logical for people to pull up, park, see where they need to go, and then they kind of it kind of flows from the intake and the public face logically through to like veterinarian areas, dog accommodation areas. So it's much more, a much better flow and a much better layout is being proposed. One of the things the design team is really focused on is this biophilic design, which takes into account how does the built environment interact with the behavior of animals, and how do the animals interact with the built environment. So they paid a lot of attention to that, including this concept of a socially conscious sheltering and being aware of that. We're preserving some specimen trees at the rear of the site, which we'll get to. We're using existing curb cuts and parking areas that have also dictated how the project is laid out. Again, for smooth flow and site access. Judy mentioned honoring and preserving the Beck House. And again, feel strongly we're actually raising the awareness of the Beck House. And we'll get into that a little bit more here. Judy talked about the use of the Beck House that we're incorporating into into the project description and the future of SBE Maine to use it to acclimate certain animals to a residential environment, giving like a space for enrichment and welfare to bring those dogs along. And we've adhered to the Secretary of Interior standards for treatment of historic properties, and that we're providing a clear distinction between the Beck House and the new architecture, which doesn't exist today. And we believe we've created a very appropriate setting for it too. And they're striving to achieve LEED Gold on this project as well. You can go to the next slide, and I'll go through a couple of these pretty quickly. Just site photos showing the site, and even our industrial zone that we're located in, and some of our neighbors. It is a very general industrial, well-described this neighborhood. You can go to the next slide. I think some of these pictures also demonstrating the need for the renovation. We're a bit dated over there at SB Humane, and it's, again, the goal is to move into the 21st century and take care of people's animals and take care of people that are associated with those animals. Next slide, please. Just a quick look at the proposed site plan. You can see up at the top and then the bottom sort of left two existing curb cuts that we're proposing. To continue to utilize that parking area along the front of the property on Overpass Road towards the right, And then at the bottom, on the south side, there is an existing parking area. We're going to continue to use that as a parking area there. And there's a bit of a loop road through the campus for the fire, not only for SB Humane to access buildings, but for the fire department to get their access to the property. And there's even a kind of a stub and a turnaround all the way over at the left-hand corner there where the property stubs out. Again, just real quick, the idea is creating a sort of a new efficiency and a new flow. I'm going to jump to the next slide, the roof plan. The roof plan really, and you'll see this on the renderings too, it's kind of going back to that biophilic design of creating I don't want to say whimsy is not the right word, but some interest to otherwise rectangular buildings with these roofs of different shapes that are also intended to kind of mimic what the mountains look like off in the distance, and not just be flat roofs, not just be traditional roofs, but to add some interest and some real architectural punch to these buildings. We can go to the next slide. The landscape site plan. We are proposing to remove a fair amount of trees, 39 out of 56, but we're proposing 72 new trees, so we're going to net 33 trees there. There's about 57,000 square feet of new landscaping we're proposing. We've got favorable comments from DRB on the landscape plan, and they've recommended preliminary approval for you folks to decide tonight. It was clarified we're removing two oak trees that they're fair-sized oak trees. They aren't big, huge specimens. They're really right in the interior of the property. And if you see some circles along the left side, the west boundary of the property, they're sort of semi-opaque circles. Those are five or six large native trees that we're proposing to retain along that property line, also providing a setting for the Beck House where we're proposing to relocate the Beck House. And again, we do return to DRB for final review, pending a positive outcome with you folks. I think I'll touch on this too as a question from Commissioner Maynard regarding there. If you see at the bottom right corner, there's a circular lawn area. And just to the left of that is an education building that is actually the one building that is proposed to generally be retained and with some additions made to it. And that lawn is used for education or kind of an outspringing of the classes that are held in the education building. People go out there and practice what they learned with their dogs. It's important for it to be in the front of the site, because sometimes those classes happen at night or in the evening, probably more appropriately. And the rest of the campus is kind of generally shut off in the evening, and it's just access to the education building and the area outside of the education building where the public would come into in the evening for these evening classes. So it's important for that to kind of be on the edge of the property, and in a place where they can monitor what's going on without people needing to go throughout the campus in the evening for training. Next slide, we'll get into some renderings, and you'll get a look at some of those roof lines that I talked about that DMHA did a great job on. They've told me many times that the color palette is actually influenced by sycamore trees. So those sort of rusty brown, tan, whatever those colors might be, are kind of coming from a sycamore tree, and they're influencing the color palette and the materials palette that we've worked through with DRB. You can continue on through these renderings. Again, it's intended to be a modern, welcoming. These are some of the facades that you'll see from the parking area and from the street, giving people a clear indication of where they need to go into this campus to adopt or go to the veterinarian services. So we're really excited about that. I think there's more renderings on the next page. That bottom one would be that driveway to the south at that southwest corner of the property. But just more rendering showing you the great work that DMHA did. And next slide, we'll get into the Beck House. Again, we got favorable votes from Historic Preservation Committee and the DRB. And you know, we're excited. We think we have a good solution here to celebrate and restore and preserve and even raise awareness about the Beck House. And we have an adaptive reuse for it, like we said, about acclimating animals in there in a sort of a residential atmosphere for animals when it's appropriate. So we are proposing to relocate the Beck House where it's highlighted there in yellow. And if we go to the next slide, it's a close-up of the landscape plan that's proposed around the Beck House. Again, those larger, just plain line-drawn circles are canopies of existing larger native specimen trees that we're proposing to keep back there to kind of frame the Beck House with some nice existing larger trees. Landscape plan is intended to give it an appropriate setting back there for the Beck House. Just some of the plants that are proposed back there, verbena, currant, rosemary, we could get into that a little more if you like. Our landscape architects are here to discuss blue flame agave. A question came up, I think it came up at DRB, an Historic Preservation Committee, about ag trees with fruit or nuts. And we've really needed to stay away from those types of trees to avoid the litter and the stuff that falls off trees like that for dogs. We've been told, and the design team has been instructed to avoid that sort of stuff for to keep dogs from eating the quote litter, I'll call it, from the trees. I believe we also had a fence on the plan at one time, and we were directed, you know, there probably wasn't a fence there when the Becks were there, so we took the fence off. And otherwise, we've addressed a couple of other DRB comments that we'll get to here in a second. The next slide, we really are excited about this and how we're going to, like we've been saying, raise awareness for the Beck House. And we're proposing, and this will come back as an overall sign plan type of process application with staff, but we do think it's important for the PC, and we've reviewed this with the DRB and the HPC as well. We're proposing some signs, some historic interpretive signs that'll inform people about the Beck House, the Goleta Valley ag history, the site, and maybe go to the next slide where you see that would be Overpass Road on the far right of the slide. We're proposing to put an interpretive type sign out by Overpass Road to talk about the historic context and an overview of the property and the house. And then as we go across that parking lot straight over to the left, more signage. And that would be generally the original location, original footprint of the Beck House, where that second square is. And then as we go inside, I'll just call it the lobby of the Adoption and Reception Center, more signage and information, not only about SB Humane's 100-year history, but about more about the family, the Beck family and a timeline. And then we have some wayfinding that'll help people navigate down a walkway that I'll show you a little bit more here in a second to where the house is located, and another sign, interpretive type of sign back there to talk about the house and the architecture and the history of Goleta Valley. If we go to the next slide, I'll show you some things that we did in response to DRB comments. The highlighted area on the right is where we're proposing to indicate the outline of the original location of the Beck House, probably with something in the ground with stone, and something that our landscape architect came up with is the left side of that footprint would actually be like a seating bench where you could sit on the actual outline of the Beck House. So that was one of the DRB's comments. Hey, delineate that existing historic footprint of the Beck House. And another thing we did, and I'll show you some more on this, but the highlighted linear stretch there is a kind of a view corridor and a walking corridor from where you walk into the adoption reception building straight back to the Beck House. And DRB asked us to open up that view corridor. I think we had it at like 6 feet. And if you go to the next slide, on the left was what we showed DRB, and we've opened that up to 9 feet at the request of DRB. So as you're in that building and as you navigate down and start to look at dogs or animals, you'll get a really nice view of the Beck House back there where we're proposing to locate it. The next slide just shows in red the non-historic additions that we're proposing to remove from the Beck House, including an exterior stair that came up at HBC and they asked us to remove. We think we have an appropriate color as demonstrated there, or colors as demonstrated there. And our architectural historian has weighed in on that as well. When these plans go through the building department, hey, what are you doing to this house? You're going to get a building permit. You know, all that will be done in consultation with with our architectural historian. On the next slide, with regard to parking, we are proposing a reduction from the ordinance stipulated 77 spaces to 65 proposed spaces that we're proposing. Parking spaces aren't marked that well right now, but we think we've got about 48 spaces right now. So from ordinance to what we're proposing, we're asking for a 12 space reduction. Our traffic study demonstrates that our maximum demand is 57 spaces on Saturday, based on operational information that we've provided to them. A couple of points from our transportation demand management plan that we've submitted are included there: employee showers and lockers, bike parking spaces, informing folks about bus routes, break rooms so people can have lunch or dinner on site without leaving. Carpool spaces, we do have bike parking, electric bike parking, we have EV car spaces as well. And then another important thing is they use a company vehicle to carpool people as necessary, or maybe even animals too, between their Santa Maria and their Goleta campuses. I think that's all I had on that one. I'm going to start to wrap up here with an overview and some key considerations.
I was just about to suggest that.
I've just got like two slides left here. I'll go fast. Again, they want to renovate this facility so they have a modern, green, up-to-date facility, LEED Gold for the next 100 years. Just a couple things to touch on. They also serve as an emergency receiving facility during storms and big events. They have financial assistance for certain services when found to be necessary. Importantly, it is an infill project. It's an existing site. We're renovating our existing campus. No bio impacts, no ESHA to impact. There's no anticipated impacts to cultural resources. And we have positive recommendations from the DRB and the Historic Preservation Committee. And we believe we have a project that maintains the historic integrity of the Beck House. So then in conclusion, thank you. We'll just ask you to make the findings for the CEQA exemption. Again, thanks for staff for helping us navigate that. We're consistent with the general plan and zoning. We are requesting a development impact fee reduction based on SB Humane's 501c3 nonprofit status. And that's discussed in the staff report and conditions of approval as well. And I think with that, just one more there, we'll leave it there. And we're available for questions. Again, we have our landscape architect here as necessary. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's see, I will turn things over now to commissioners for questions. Commissioner Fullerton.
Yeah, I have a few questions about the existing shelter, how many parking spots there are. I think you might have just said 48, is that correct?
Yes, Commissioner Fulge, and they're not marked very well, but we think, based on eyeballing it, we think there's about 48 legitimately, yeah.
And are they consistently filled up or?
No, they aren't.
And then with the new, with all of the additions, do you anticipate like a higher amount of visitors? Or are you still anticipating the same amount of people coming?
Do you want to address that?
So the one service that is really going to be increased is clinic services for veterinary care. And those are all scheduled appointments. So the traffic won't increase based on that. The rest of the capacity of the facility really is not changing dramatically. It's just going to be more usable. So for example, today, many of the kennels are unusable because of their condition. So the new kennels that are built will be usable and increase the realized capacity from where it is today. But it won't, the services won't dramatically increase.
Okay, and just one follow-up about
sure.
the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
So is that like full-service vet, like being able to take your dog there and get regular checkups? I just know
yes.
personally it's been really, really hard here in Santa Barbara to find a vet. Like it takes months to get an appointment. I know my vet and
yes,
I mean emergency services are really, really hard. But yeah, just can you tell a little bit more about what you're going to be doing there with the vet?
Sure. Okay. And Commissioner Fullerton, that's the experience of many Santa Barbarans and Galitans. And so there is a great shortage for veterinary services in our area. So Santa Barbara Humane principally has been providing surgical interventions just for their shelter animals. And that will be open to the public for normal kinds of surgeries and other kinds of medical interventions for the public with subsidized costs for people who can't afford the services.
Great, thank you.
Commissioner Miller.
Just a follow-up to Commissioner Fullerton's comments about the veterinary services. So you described that you'll be increasing the veterinary services. Does that mean you'll have additional veterinarians working there?
Yes, we will have a small increase in staff
okay.
as well. So that is another reason for the additional parking spaces above what we have today.
Okay, that makes sense. How about veterinary training? Will there be a program to allow for new veterinarians to be to become able to also help out?
We
some
don't
type
have
of schooling
a,
or
we don't have a training? Plan for that at this point, but we do have our chief veterinarian here, and I can ask her.
Yeah, we currently work with programs, especially Western University and UC Davis, and we would be expanding that with the surgical suite that we're going to be making bigger too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Great. Okay, that's all I had.
Thank you.
Let's see. I see on Zoom Vice Chair Maynard.
All right. Thank you so much. A couple of quick follow-ups. So the applicant did address some of the questions that Ed had.
Oh, Commissioner. Oh, you
not hear me?
You froze for a minute there, but now we have you back. So
okay.
I say keep going.
I'll go ahead and get started again. So I have a question for the director of the Humane Society, or our few questions. During the Historic Preservation Committee meeting, there was mention possibly of having events in front of the Beck House. But when I spoke with you earlier today, it sounds like that would likely not be appropriate. And so just can you confirm that you're not likely to have a lot of events at the Beck House? It'll be primarily viewable via the scheduled tours?
Yes, Commissioner Maynard, there will be no public events there, no events scheduled for that Beck House area, the plaza in front of it, or around the rear of the campus.
Thank you for clarifying that.
You're welcome.
And then on the transportation site, how many employees do you have at the Humane Society? Roughly.
Under 50.
Have you ever considered options around, so like I know when we spoke earlier, you expressed about being a small nonprofit, it's very difficult to do transportation demand management that requires ongoing costs or, and I can understand that. So I'm thinking and trying to be creative about options that might not have ongoing costs for you. Have you looked into things like payroll deduction options for bus passes or train passes that might allow your employees to be able to access those with before paying payroll taxes?
We have not looked at that, but that certainly could be looked into.
Okay. And I know your transportation demand management plan has guidance around telecommuting. Did you also look at the possibility of flex work arrangements where job permits?
We have not looked at the flex working. We do have shift work, and we allow telecommuting when that's possible, for depending on the job type.
I know at my institution, the flex work options have been also very helpful, where folks can do work 9 days instead of 10 days, but then get their full 80 hours in the 10 days. Things like that sometimes allow them to take a day remotely as well. So it could be something that could complement your teleworking commitment well here.
We can certainly look at that as well.
And have you looked at any employee outreach programs like Santa Barbara County Area of Governments does things like Cycle Mania, which is a big competition in May where employers get together, encourage their employees to consider biking to work and even competing in employee teams. I know that's, again, been successful for my institution and really gets a lot of employee team building together as well. Have you looked at other types of like education outreach solutions?
Not yet, but thank you for all the great suggestions.
Thank you. Yeah, the other one I was thinking about as well is like, and I know you also have, you know, a lot of the focus of the transportation demand management plan has been around the employee side of things, but I know you've got this great new education space. Have you considered things like discounts to workshops for folks that come by carpooling or other incentives that may be helpful for visitors to your location?
Again, I'm afraid we haven't considered those things, but hopefully we're taking notes all of these great ideas.
Let's see. And then... yeah, I think those are my questions, and that does that also then brings into the public record everything that I had asked you or staff earlier today as well. Those are my questions at the moment.
Thank you very much, Commissioner.
Thank you. Commissioner Fullerton, did you have a follow-up question? No? Okay. Let's see. Had a question and it momentarily left my mind. I had a question about the access to the Beck House. So scheduled tours. So if you were you weren't an animal person and you otherwise didn't have much reason to be at the site. But you had more of an interest in the Beck House. That person couldn't just drop by and see it. Is that correct?
Ideally, they would call ahead and schedule something.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually, the signage that I was talking about, we're actually t- talking about putting a phone number or QR code on there or something. Whether someone could come and check in and say, hey, I just drove by, I'd like to walk back there, you know, unannounced, or I'll let Judy.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able just to walk back there, but you could certainly come into the adoption reception building and go out to that courtyard where then you could see the Beck House.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So without a tour, anyone coming to adopt an animal, certainly you don't have to adopt an animal to come there to be in the area where that activity takes place. Mm-hmm. So they could still see the Beck House.
Certainly. I recognize that you have to, you know, maintain the security of your facilities and operation, and it's kind of a balancing act.
Absolutely. But, you know, anyone can schedule a tour. Mm-hmm. And they do tours today, approximately one tour a week of the entire campus even today. Mm-hmm. And that will continue, and it can be scheduled, you know, at the person's convenience, mm-hmm. And staff will give them a tour, mm-hmm. Including taking them back to the actual Beck House to close to it.
Mm-hmm. And then in terms of its, in the proposed location, if a person were to drive by the complex, would there be any drive-by view?
No, there won't be a drive-by view, mm-hmm. but there wouldn't be even if we left it where it is. Mm-hmm. The parking needs to be screened. It's required to be mm-hmm. now, and the fencing. The one thing that you will be able to see is a sign that will be viewable by the public driving by or walking by on the outside of the fence of the property. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Okay, at this time, any other questions from commissioners? Vice Chair Maynard?
Just two quick follow-ups. Yep. Your questions raised some for me. Uh-huh. Could we hear a little bit more about that new required screening? Is that mostly via the landscaping, or would there be an additional, like a new fence there?
This, excuse me, Chair Maynard, the site will be fenced. And it's a zoning ordinance requirement that parking needs to be screened from the street by, I think it's a 3 or 4 foot tall hedge or hedge type material. So it's kind of two aspects to it, that the site will be fenced and we do need to screen the parking area from view from the street per the zoning ordinance.
And what would that fence look like?
Someone want to? I don't know if we have it on the plan. It is in the plan somewhere. I can find it.
Hi, I'm Nicole Horn, Chair Smith, Vice Chair Maynard. I'm the landscape architect with CJMLA. So the fence design is a decorative steel fence. It would be 6 feet high. At the perimeter, we don't have a drawing of that yet in the plans. We'll come back with that drawing to DRB for final review. But it will be like a perforated fence that you can see through. We've talked many times with SB Humane. They don't want chain link. They don't want anything that resembles chain link. So they want a transparent relationship with the community. They also want security. So you should be able to see through the new fence. The other thing that will obstruct views specifically in the area of the current Beck House location is the solar parking canopy that'll be over the parking lot.
And one more clarification just on the access issue. So if somebody doesn't schedule a tour but goes by the property and wants to be able to see the educational signage that's put in, they would check in at the reception. Would they need to wait to see if somebody might be available to walk them back to go see that signage? Or would they be able to, if they checked in the reception, go back and see the educational signage and like a self-guided walking tour? Or would they, you know, if it was during the day and in business hours, would they need to wait for a scheduled tour?
I think it may depend on the situation and who's available. I think it could go either way, that maybe they would. If they checked in, it would be greatly appreciated, for one thing. I think they would probably find someone to walk them back there and do their best to accommodate someone who had just dropped by and did the courtesy of at least checking in.
Okay, thank you. I'll wait for public comment for any additional questions.
Were you wanting to share any more details? Or?
Well, we're talking about the signage that would be out by the street, would have information about being able to schedule an appointment. Mm. And then in the parking area, additional signage with information about the house that could pique their interest, and they could go in and ask if they could go see the house. I guess what I'm getting at is it's not, if someone showed up, I think they would probably be out of the blue without an appointment. I think they would probably be accommodated in some manner. They wouldn't be encouraged to walk around the site by themselves, but I think they would most likely be accommodated in the perhaps rare event that was to happen. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
If I could add to that, much of that interpretive signage, all but the signage that's right at the Beck House, can be seen by the public without an appointment. So there will be that signage at the street that acknowledges the Beck House, and then the signage at the original site that can be viewed by anybody going into the parking lot. Then you can go into the adoption reception building without an appointment and see the historical display that'll be up about the Beck House and the Beck family inside that building. And then you can go outside into what we're calling the adoption courtyard, and there will be more interpretive signage there. All of that without an appointment.
Okay, that's helpful. Thank you. Let's see, commissioners, any final questions for either staff or the applicant or their team?
Not prior to public comment.
Nope. Okay. All right. We'll go ahead and move to public comment. I believe we probably have some speakers.
Chair Smith, I have 6 speaker slips, and if any members of the Zoom webinar wish to speak, please raise your hand and I'll call on you momentarily. Our first speaker will be Chad Prentice, followed by Sandy.
Good evening, Chair Smith and commissioners. My name is Chad Prentice. I'm the secretary for the board of Santa Barbara Humane and have been on the board for about 3 years. I think it's important to understand and emphasize the full scope and tremendously positive impact of the plans before you. More than an animal shelter, Santa Barbara Humane provides a number of programs and services that strengthen the human-animal bond and therefore the quality of life for most people and their animals. The plans under consideration will allow for greater access to affordable veterinary care, high-quality veterinary care, which is one of the biggest challenges we face here in our community. I want to share a story with you that actually just happened today. This afternoon, I was getting my hair cut just down the street at one of the haircut places. And I was sitting there getting my haircut. The lady next to me was cutting someone else's hair. The two of them were talking about their dogs and how much they love their dogs. And the lady who was cutting hair has a Chihuahua. She's talking about her 6-year-old Chihuahua that she adopted from Santa Barbara, Maine. And interestingly enough, she told the gentleman she was cutting his hair that just that morning, she took her Chihuahua to Humane for a veterinary checkup and for shots. And she explained, maybe to you, that being a haircutter in town, she can barely make ends meet. So Santa Barbara Humane waived the fee. And by approving the expansion of the veterinary clinic, we're going to be able to service a lot more people in this community who otherwise cannot afford veterinary care. Thank you for your time.
Next up is Sandy, followed by Amanda Allen.
Hi, I'm Sandy. I'm the director of shelter operations at our Santa Barbara campus. Last year alone, we did about 1,000 adoptions of dogs and cats. And that is with those kennels that you saw in those pictures. And we would love to be able to help more animals and help them find homes and give them that quality space while in our care and making their transition so much better. And this campus would encourage that and allow us to do so. And it's going to set industry standards nationwide for other shelters to learn from and hopefully get to the same standard and allow these animals the proper care while in with them. Thank you.
Next, we have Amanda Allen, followed by John Corby.
Hello, I'm Amanda Allen. I'm an employee with Santa Barbara Humane, and I'm also a longtime resident of Santa Barbara County. And I just wanted to take a moment to underscore that Santa Barbara Humane is a local organization. It is not affiliated with the Humane Society, and it relies entirely on individual donations, contributions, and grants. And in addition to all the great work that you just heard, Santa Barbara Humane also supports and helps other local organizations, including Care for Paws, Buns, ASAP, and Santa Barbara County Animal Services. In addition, we don't receive any tax revenue. The City of Goleta contracts with Santa Barbara County Animal Services for animal control. And in turn, Animal Services relies on Santa Barbara Humane to perform dog and spay neuter surgeries and for their animals at the Goleta shelter and to provide shelters to stray animals when Animal Services is not available. Santa Barbara Humane provides Animal Services and ASAP cats with veterinary consultations and free access to our x-ray machines. And the service and equipment access provided will expand with this new plan, providing more care to Goleta animals and keeping care costs down for everyone through sharing. I also wanted to share that Santa Barbara Humane helps control the population of free-roaming cats with free spay and neuter surgeries, and we'll be able to expand that service as well. In 2022, Santa Barbara Humane spent almost $400,000 on shelter animal medical care, including care for injured and ill animals transferred from Santa Barbara County Animal Services. The plan before you will allow Santa Barbara Humane to further enrich the support of county services without taking from tax coffers or revenue. So we really think it's a win-win. In addition, I wanted to share that regarding the Beck House, public interest in the building has been very low, or basically non-existent, with the exception of recent visits by a few in this room. Santa Barbara Humane staff has confirmed that the Beck House has not attracted visitors, but it is there, and we're really excited to be able to improve our featuring of the Beck House. We're excited to be covering the cost of that relocation and the upkeep as well. The new plan is a clear and obvious improvement to the Beck House. Keeping the Beck House as the current status quo would neglect the intent and purpose of historic preservation, and we should be celebrating this plan for the sake of animal welfare and the future role of the Beck House. I appreciate all of your time today.
Thank you. Next, we have John Corby, followed by Katie Marnie.
Chair Smith, Vice Chair Maynard, Commissioners, my name is John Corby. I am a resident of the City of Goleta, and I'm here tonight as Board Chair for Santa Barbara Humane. I am appealing today to our collective sense of civic pride. Those in the animal welfare community can attest that even before this master plan effort, Santa Barbara Humane has been recognized as a gold standard organization on a national level. With the renovation before you, which includes facilities to train veterinarians entering into shelter medicine, Santa Barbara Humane, and the Goleta Santa Barbara community, will be cemented as the animal welfare model. As Gandhi famously said, the greatness of a nation and its moral progress can be judged by the way its animals are treated. The new Santa Barbara campus should be and will be a tremendous resource for our community and a tremendous source of pride for the city of Goleta. When considering the full balance of the capital improvements, I'd like to point out that the Beck House does indeed benefit as well. It will become truer to its original integrity, structure, and setting in the end. Furthermore, it'll enjoy greater engagement with the community through the educational signage and bolstered visitor energy and interactions. Santa Barbara Humane is a historic institution, one that continues to evolve with the animal welfare needs of this community. I highly encourage you to consider the full balance of benefits with the project in its entirety. Thank you very much for your consideration of this project.
Next up, we have Katie Marney, followed by Craig Lewis.
Hi, thank you for your time. My name is Katie Marney, and I'm the Chief Veterinary Officer at Santa Barbara Humane. This new campus is important for a variety of reasons, but from my perspective in veterinary care, the community need is there, but our current space is extremely small and troubled with constant repairs. Last year alone, we provided over 34,000 services to pets. This new campus will allow us to expand and help even more pets. A specific moment that I'd like to tell you about was helping a local family with their shepherd dog. He had unfortunately jumped over their fence and had been hit by a car, breaking his leg. The family had been paying thousands of dollars splinting the leg at a local emergency hospital. They reached out to us when they realized they weren't going to be able to keep up with his care and they were looking for alternatives. We were able to provide the medical assistance to help the dog recover. And when talking to the owner, we found she was also very overwhelmed with the dog continually wanting to escape the yard. We connected her with our behavior team, and they were able to help resolve the dog's behavior issues also. They were happy to be able to keep their family together. These are some of the many stories that we get to experience every day, and look forward to continuing doing that. Thank you.
Up next is Craig Lewis, and then we'll switch over to members of the public on Zoom.
Chair Smith, commissioners, my name is Craig Lewis, and although I am on the project team as the executive director of the Clean Coalition, which is doing the solar microgrid for the new campus, I'm here representing the Lewis family. And the Lewis family has a very long history with Santa Barbara Humane, starting with my father, who's a retired veterinarian now, but he ran Airport Animal Hospital on Stork Road in Goleta here. And he was a veterinarian at Santa Barbara Humane going back over 50 years ago. So I've been running around that campus since I was a little kid and have visited there many times, including about 4 months ago to adopt three little kittens, which will be featured on the March page of the upcoming 2024 calendar if you wanna learn about our new kittens. I was really curious how my parents felt about the new campus, and I talked with them about it, showed them the design, showed them how the Beck House is moving, and by the way, they enjoyed having the Beck House there when my dad worked there. And they were really, really impressed with this spectacular, amazing new campus that is coming to serve our community. And they're amazed with the enhanced programmatic services that are coming to serve our community. And they are really impressed as well, as am I, with the amount of care that has been taken to preserve the Beck House. So, you know, in summary, I really encourage you to approve the plan as presented. Thank you.
Our next public speaker on Zoom is Olivia Young, followed by Robin Cedarloff. Olivia, if you could please remember to unmute yourself.
Let's see, Olivia.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Sorry, I was having some difficulties connecting. Thank you. Olivia. Oh, and I can hear myself. Okay, sorry about that. So thank you so much for all of the work that you do and for giving me the opportunity to speak. My name is Olivia Young, and I'm a board member with Santa Barbara Humane. I'm also an attorney in town, and I've lived in Santa Barbara my entire life. This new campus will help more people and more pets, many who cannot afford to pay for things like veterinary services and dog training. I'm sure that many people in this room, including myself, can relate to the difficult position you're placed in when you need veterinary care and it is, the cost is astronomical and the ability to even find the care in the first place can be difficult, if not impossible. Because of the expanded services, many more people will be able to come to the location. The wayfinding and improved flow will make it easy for the public to see multiple areas of the campus, including the Beck House to its new relocated position. The parking, buildings, environmental care, water usage have all been carefully thought through. And I believe that this renovation is past due for our community. Thank you so much. And I appreciate the time.
Our next public speaker on Zoom is going to be Robin Cederloff, followed by Nicole Wachowski.
Good evening, commissioners. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Thank you. My name is Robin Cederloff, and I have been following this process since the beginning, and every time I tune in, there's new changes. I do not recall on any of the other meetings that it was stated that people were going to have to call in and make a reservation to be able to go back and see the Beck House. That really, really concerns me. A couple other quick points. This is not a renovation project. This is a complete rebuild of the site. I think it's very misleading to the community to keep calling it a reservation or a restoration project or a renovation project, because it's really not. And I also want to just say, I think you can figure out I'm leaning towards most of my discussion to be on the Beck House. The Humane, Santa Barbara Humane does wonderful work. They've always done wonderful work. They've got great staff, and they've done the best what they can with an aging facility. That's not the issue here, in my opinion. The issue is preserving Goleta's history. Now, even though the standards say that you can or may move a property or a building under certain circumstances, is that really appropriate for Goleta? We have so few historic landmarks in the area that are visible from the street and that are accessible to people at almost any time. Old places really matter. Visibility matters. Easy access matters. I would love it if they would champion what the original Santa Barbara Humane Society did and start featuring that house. Get the education inside. There was signage originally on the outside of the building or in the yard on a post. I don't know when that disappeared, but it was there. But it's really up to the owner of the property to help educate people and invite people to see it and promote the history. They could work with the Goleta Valley Historical Society. They could work with other historians to do some wonderful things, like what has been done at the Sexton House, one of their neighbors. I'll leave it at that. Please leave the Beck House in its original location. Thank you so much.
Our final Zoom speaker is going to be Nicole Wachowski. Nicole, please remember to unmute yourself.
Good evening. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Great, thank you. Thank you to the members of the Planning Commission for the opportunity to speak to you this evening. My name is Nicole Wachowski, and I have the honor to serve as Board Treasurer of Santa Barbara Humane. I'm also a resident of the city of Goleta, and my family has been in the community for multiple generations. Santa Barbara Humane is a nonprofit organization raising significant funds towards animal welfare, and their programs and services for animals are what spur donations and contributions. The Beck House also benefits from these donations and Santa Barbara Humane's longstanding stewardship. Our community and the Beck House as well will be better as a result of Santa Barbara Humane's capital campaign. I encourage you to support the plans before you today. We owe a debt of gratitude to Santa Barbara Humane for preserving and protecting the Beck House for the last 60 years, and to Santa Barbara Humane for 136 years of being champions for pets and the animals in our community. Thank you.
Chair Smith, I have no more speakers on this item.
Okay. Just a final call for any other speakers on this item. Okay. I see none. All right. I will go back to commissioners at this time. Did any public comment trigger any final questions? Any clarifying questions from commissioners? I see nothing. Okay. So we'll go ahead and close. We're going to close the...
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
This is really a question for staff, but can the staff remind us what the criteria are for being able to move a historic building? What are the requirements or findings to make it appropriate to move a historic building?
Commissioner Maynard, through the chair, those are listed in the findings for the relocation, for the major conditional use permit that would allow the relocation of a historic structure.
Can you mind just the page number for that?
That is... One moment, please. It's a big staff report.
Yeah. I was like, I remember seeing this at one point. I appreciate you helping me find the page on that.
Maybe you can give us a minute. We'll find that for you.
Thank you.
While Steph is checking on that, did any other commissioners have other questions?
Chair Smith, Vice Chair Maynard, it is on big page number 23. It starts there with the findings for the conditional use permit for the relocation. And page 24. We can read it if you would like.
That would be very helpful. Thank you.
So the following findings must be made for the approval of a major conditional use permit to relocate a historic structure. Finding A, structures may be relocated within the city if the following requirement is met. The relocated structure must comply with all regulations of Title 17, including all applicable development standards for the base zoning district of the property upon which the structure is proposed to be relocated. Finding B, the use as proposed is consistent with the general plan. Finding C, the use will not be more injurious to the health, safety, and general welfare of the surrounding neighborhood due to noise, dust, smoke, or vibration than from uses allowed in the district. And finding D, if processed without an associated development plan, these additional findings must be made. Did you want me to list those because there is an associated development plan?
I am too.
So, sorry, what was that?
Oh, if you just want to read the two bullet points underneath D.
Oh, okay. The site of the project is adequate in size, shape, location, and physical characteristics to accommodate the type of use and level of development proposed, and any significant environmental impacts are mitigated to the maximum extent feasible. And
thank you.
Yeah, that was all.
Before we go into deliberation, I just wanted to add one comment on my part because I am at home remote due to a recent exposure to COVID I had COVID last week. I did want to clarify that there is nobody in the room with me who of any age, and there's one other person over 18 in my household currently who's not in this room, Mr. Benjamin Stein. And outside of that, I am here alone.
Thank you for that, Vice Chair Maynard. Any other final questions from commissioners before we go into the deliberations? I see none. Okay. I will go ahead and turn things over for deliberation. Oh, did we close? Good point. I will close. Before we do that, I will close the public hearing portion of our meeting, and then we will now go into deliberation. Okay. Would any commissioner like to comment? Commissioner Fullerton.
Yeah, I think all my questions that I had have been answered in the staff presentation and the applicant presentation. I think it's a fantastic proposal. I think Santa Barbara Humane is an amazing organization, and the additional services they're going to be offering, especially the vet care, I know is super important right here in Goleta. And I did volunteer at Dog and at the county shelter over the years, and I've spent a lot of time walking. We used to walk dogs like all up and down the street past Santa Barbara Humane, and I've never ever seen any kind of traffic at all. Like, I rarely seen any cars coming in and out of the parking lot. I've never seen the parking lot remotely full. I didn't realize that there was 48 spaces there. So I just want to say, from my personal experience, I can't imagine the traffic's really going to be an impact, and I can't imagine I support the modification for the parking, because just from my personal experience, I just haven't seen that it could be a problem. So I fully support this project.
Commissioner Miller.
Thank you. I just want to say that I enjoyed the presentations very much. I'm very impressed with all of you that are in the audience, that you came out in such good numbers. I'll even call it great numbers. And you're all so enthusiastic, and you're all so passionate about what you do. And I really, really appreciate that. I am not a pet owner at the moment. I have owned dogs in the past, but I don't right now. But I do know that when humans have pets, that you have to treat their pets, their children, like their children. It's just amazing that you're also dedicated to what you do and what you love. And I think that redoing this campus with the plans that you have is just tremendous. I do agree that some of those buildings that I saw when I walked around were really dilapidated. And I think from what I've seen of the plans, it just looks like it's going to be a terrific campus and so much more functional. And I do understand about the Beck House and the historic nature and the preservation of that. But I think the plans that you have to move the Beck House and to surround it with the trees, frame it with the mature trees, and is a great idea. And you're going to actually restore it to its original splendor, if you want to call it a splendor, but its original condition. I think that's just terrific for the historic value of that. And the fact that you're so willing to take people on tours, sounds like, you know, you prefer with an appointment, which makes perfect sense, but it sounds like you're also willing, if you can, to take the occasional passerby for a tour if they so require one or request one. So anyway, I wholeheartedly and strongly support this project. Thank you.
Vice Chair Maynard.
The project, in one word, this project is breathtaking. There is an enormous amount that's going on here. It is exciting to see the opportunities that we'll have for our community, for our four-legged friends as well as our two-legged neighbors. The upgrades to the site are something that'll be beneficial to everybody here. The real forward thinking around really holistic support of our animals and our animal families is very exciting. And so overall, I think this project is gonna be something that's very good for the community. Some things that I think could be a little bit better about the project, this project is currently looking for a 16% reduction in required parking spaces, and that's a pretty substantial reduction for us. So I think about that both in terms of this project and also in terms of the precedent it sets for other projects and other similar applicants that may come forward. I think the fact that there's a really robust transportation study done helps me to support the reduction in the parking spaces. I would like to see a more robust transportation demand management plan, though I note that in the conditions of approval, there will be a requirement for the applicant to continue working with city staff and SBCAG to continue to build on their transportation demand management plan. So I could imagine supporting this project with the request that through that condition and that continued collaboration between SBCAG and city staff, that an effort may be made to continue to add to and flesh out this transportation demand management plan with an understanding of the financial limitations of the nonprofit and trying to come up with a TDM plan that has some other aspects that they could do without necessarily having to put more funding forward. In terms of the Beck House, I think I'm excited about the visual of the new location. I think the setting, the landscaping around it, the careful attention to putting the sandstone pavers, sandstone permeable pavers in front of the property, in front of the Beck House, are really going to help to add to improving the Beck space. I think the thing I'm most concerned about is use and ability to access the Beck House in moving it from the street side where it's available 24/7 for somebody to be able to see it to the back of the property really puts a lot more onus on the applicant to make sure that that house then becomes accessible. And in the conditions, I note that one of the conditions was thinking about would this move affect the use of this property. And I think we are seeing some effects to the use and ability to access that property. So I would encourage the applicant to continue to work with partners like the Goleta Valley Historical Society and other nonprofits that work in historical restoration to think about other ways to ensure continued access to that space and other types of public programming that might be able to be done in a way that would be sympathetic and symbiotic with the efforts and ongoing operations of Santa Barbara Humane. So those are my two reservations, but I would be leaning to support the project as proposed. A big influence in my decision to move forward with that, despite the concerns about the Beck House, is that the Historical Preservation Committee did vote 4-3 to support the current proposal. This is our committee that is charged with this preservation. It's a very difficult decision, and they did lean in favor of the current proposal, even though it was a very tight vote. So I'm not sure that it would be appropriate at the Planning Commission to try to roll that back from a difficult discussion that they've already had. So I would just support the project as proposed and as supported by Historic Preservation by the narrow majority vote, with the advice, I guess, that I would give to the applicant to please continue trying to work with our historical partners to seek other opportunities to increase public access. And with that, that'll be my comments.
Thank you, Vice Chair Maynard. I share some of your concerns as well, but I don't see it as a justification to deny the project. And so I'll just say that I echo those concerns. I do commend the applicant for proposing to restore the building to its sort of its true history. I work in a historic building that has had some very unusual add-ons over the years, and things can just get a little funky. So I do want to commend the applicant that's part of the proposal in terms of promoting that true historic nature of the building. I think every commissioner here can agree, you know, that we all, you know, support the mission and the good work of Santa Barbara Humane. All the employees, all the volunteer board members, and the professional staff that's worked with Santa Barbara Humane on getting this proposal. It can be a very difficult endeavor for a nonprofit, so I do want to commend all the effort that has gone on here. And so, you know, there's always different seems to be with projects sort of, you know, different trade-offs, different pros and cons to different design models. And, you know, it's a balancing of all these different interests that we weigh here in the city of Goleta. but with that said, sort of weighing all the different factors, knowing the good work of Santa Barbara Humane, I would also lean towards supporting the project. And I just wanted to commend Santa Barbara Humane for all its work in terms of serving, you know, low-income people. A lot of people don't know about Santa Barbara County, that if you factor in elements like cost of living, that Santa Barbara County is in the top 5 counties out of more than 50 in the state of California for poverty. And so I very much commend Santa Barbara Humane for any low cost or no cost service it provides. And I hope it will continue to do so. Any other comments?
Would you like to hear a motion?
I would love to hear a motion.
All right, I will test a motion.
Yes, this may be a long one.
Yeah, but it's okay. Okay, so I would like to make a motion. After considering the evidence presented during this public hearing, I would like to make a motion to adopt Planning Commission Resolution Number 23, entitled Resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Goleta, California, approving the Santa Barbara Humane Project, consisting of a development plan to allow a renovation of 38,813 net square feet of existing buildings with site improvements and parking adjustment, a minor conditional use permit for accessory animal keeping use, major conditional use permit for relocation and rehabilitation of a historic structure, and voluntary lot merger, and finding that the project is exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act of 5399 Overpass Road, APNs 071-220-036, 031-024, case numbers 22-0008DP, 22-0004-CUP, 22-0003-SUB, and 22-0026-DRB, with an encouragement based on the conditional use, or sorry, with an encouragement based on the condition that's already in the agreement to continue to work on the transportation demand management plan.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a second from Commissioner Miller. And any other comments before we go to vote? Okay, we will do a roll call vote.
Commissioner Chapman is absent. Commissioner Fullerton?
Yes.
Commissioner Miller?
Yes.
Vice Chair Maynard?
Yes.
Chair Smith?
Yes. Okay, and it looks like the motion carries 4-0 with one absent. Wonderful. Okay, well, I wanted to thank everybody who came and participated this evening. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedules to join our meeting this evening. Thanks to the city staff as well for your work on this project as well. So thank you. Okay, let's see. We will move to our next item, which I believe is director report.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, and good evening, Commissioners. I have a few updates and information to share with you. First off, on October 30th, the City Council is holding a special meeting at 5:30 p.m. in these chambers to discuss the capital improvement program and funding priorities, and we encourage you to watch or participate. Then our next Planning Commission meeting will be on November 13th, and it will be devoted to considering housing element revisions and associated rezones. Last Monday, in case you are not aware, the city received a draft and compliance letter from the State Department of Housing and Community Development that indicates that if the housing element revisions are adopted as published, they would meet the requirements of state housing law. So with that letter, we are now ready to return to the Planning Commission and then on to the Council with the Planning Commission's recommendation for adoption of those revisions to obtain certification of the housing element. Also, I wanted to alert you that on Friday, December 1st, from 11:30 to 1 p.m., there is a Flip the Switch dedication ceremony for the Goleta Energy Storage Battery Project at 6868 Cortona Drive. And if any planning commissioners would like to attend, please contact our Planning and Environmental Review Commission Clerk Caitlin Collier or Management Assistant Kim Dominguez. Let them know and we'll coordinate the RSVPs. And then finally, on December 7th, the Coastal Housing Coalition is hosting its annual housing conference, which is an all-day event. The details, including location, are to be announced. But please, again, let Planning and Environmental Review support staff know, and we will get you signed up if you'd like to attend. And that concludes my report.
Wonderful. Thank you. I know we've there's been a lot of community interest, both in terms of capital improvements and housing. So I do encourage any members of the public listening to attend and weigh in. Let's see. Do we have any other commissioner comments?
Just a huge thank you to everybody for allowing me to participate in this way. Though I'm feeling much better, I'm happy not to get anybody sick tonight because I'm still in the isolation period. So thank you all for accommodating me today.
I think in these times, Vice Chair Maynard, we're used to it now. But I'm glad you're feeling up to attend and hope you feel better soon. All right. If there's no other comments, then I'll move for adjournment.
I'll second.
I guess I should. Am I allowed? I'll move to adjourn, and then a second from Commissioner Fullerton, and then we'll do a roll call vote for adjournment.
Commissioner Chapman is absent. Commissioner Fullerton?
Yes.
Commissioner Miller?
Yes.
Vice Chair Maynard?
Yes.
Chair Smith?
Yes. All right. Our meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.